Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Dale and Keefe Show. Dale and Keefe, middays on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Well, Grant, I think the NFL is sitting back and waiting to see how this all unfolds in college football. I think there has been some thought given to the idea that if college football goes away, and nobody wants that to happen, but if it does, the NFL then, after I think baseball wraps up in late October and the NBA, mid-October and hockey, and early October in the presidential election, there would be a span there where there would be nothing else on the sports calendar but the NFL. The NFL already controls the sports calendar, but it's possible it could move even more games to Saturday. Now, there is a sports broadcast act that was brought into place that will prevent Friday night games mid and early in the season, but there are exceptions that are made to that act. We're living through a global pandemic, and so this potentially could be an exception. We'll see how the league views that, but I think there's always the possibility that the league could flex some of its games and, again, ask teams to prepare on short notice. They do it for the playoffs. Teams wrap up on a Sunday, and then they schedule games for Saturday and Sunday the next week. No reason the league couldn't move some games to Saturday afternoon, Saturday night primetime, and take an even bigger slice of the sports calendar pie.
That was Adam Schefter talking about what will happen if, in fact, college football goes away. We had a brief discussion about this yesterday. There are going to be parts of the country, I don't know where, I mean, I can't sit here and predict, but there are going to be parts of the country where high school football may be in danger as well. And I posed the theory yesterday about, you know, will the NFL try to stick games on Friday nights too? They have, since 1961, not done that, but they have certainly put games, I think they've played a total of, it's like eight Friday night games since 1961, but national TV is an issue because of the law and all that. But I'll be curious to see how much of the sports landscape Roger Goodell tries to take over here.
The answer is all of it. They'll take over every last little bit they can, because with the NFL projected to make up to $7 billion less than they had anticipated making this year, thanks to coronavirus, all the different sales that'll be altered, no fans in the stands, don't think for a second that they will not try to grab as much broadcast real estate, be it on pre-existing networks that they have deals with, or, as I've thought before, and this was Bill Simmons' idea months ago, try to pull a couple of games, sell them to an alternative streaming service, and make up for some of that lost revenue. You can't imagine that they wouldn't want to do a Friday night game and then the triple header on Saturday, and people would watch more and more football.
And just
because
pull 3 games off of Sunday's slate, stick them on Saturday, and away you go.
And we'll see if there's diminishing returns, because I have some doubts based on a few different things. First of all, dirty little secret.
Yep.
Not a lot of great games in the National Football League every week.
Doesn't matter.
So you spread them out further and make people watch them, or people don't make them.
You believe that's a diluted product?
I got to tell you, Thursday night football is not fun to watch most nights.
Right.
There have been some great games the last couple of years.
Last couple of years, because they intentionally improved the quality of play. They made an effort to better games, better teams, instead of just, oh, we're going to give you a division game, and it's going to be the third and fourth best team in X division.
Hey, it's Jets-Dolphins this Thursday. Great. Don't miss Lions-Cowboys.
So they made a decision to try to put better games on Thursday night football.
And it helped.
If you go Thursday night football, Friday, Saturday, let's just say doubleheader, not even tripleheader.
Go on.
Then Sunday, tripleheader. Monday night, and Thursday, I just used nine fingers on my two hands when I was counting out games. There's not nine good games every week in the National. So you're forcing or allowing people to see, because sometimes those bad games are just on at one, and all they see is the big plays, right?
But are they then going to say, with nothing else on the sports landscape, even if they're not good games, people are going
to
watch them?
See, I think you are going to see maybe an average viewership drop, A, because of the saturation, and then something that I was just discussing with my good friend Fitzy during the break. I don't think the full audience is returning to sports in general. This is not a football thing. This is not a baseball thing. I think, and I had this argument with Mutt months ago on his show, I think people are learning that they're not, they were habitually addicted to sports, and the habit has been broken. They are no longer in withdrawals, all of them. And some of them will not return to, oh, it's Sunday at 1. I got to put every, I'm going to sit here for the next 12 hours and watch nothing but football. Oh, it's Thursday night. The Red Sox are on at 7. I got to watch that Reds. I think some of them are saying, yeah, I'm just going to stay out here by the fire in the backyard with a beer in my hand and just enjoying the stars. Or, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go kayaking on Saturday or Sunday afternoon. Or we're going to go to this or we're going to go to that. And I don't know what percentage this is. I'm not pretending that I say 17% drop.
Apparently, Andy lives in an Eddie Bauer ad.
Nice. Yeah, it could be. More people do.
No, but here's the one. I know they do, and they've real. I actually watch less TV now, even though I've been home more often.
Yes.
I watch less TV now than I did prior to.
You're living.
I've got little. Well, that, and I've got small children I need to attend to all the time, and I've got a wife who's fraying at the edges. I get what you're saying.
She's not listening right now.
Oh no, she's totally on board with this. It's fine. The idea, though, that football won't, whereas baseball and basketball's numbers spiked early on, now they might be diminishing a little bit because people realize, I still do have things to do. Better enjoy the weather before we're locked down in the winter. I get all that. But with the NFL comes the fantasy aspect, which I still think people kind of disrespect or underappreciate because it's such a driver.
I'm guilty of that. I underestimate.
And it brings people together all the time.
But Dale,
that's why the NFL went from a $1 billion property in 1999 to a $20 billion property in the mid-2000s.
But you don't
fantasy
loyally
football,
watch
and people
a game
bet.
For that. You don't watch a game for that.
Of course
you
people
watch statistics.
Do.
You watch the red zone. It's the reason red zone has become so popular.
Yes, and people can watch the red zone anywhere. Now, I can be...
The red zone will be nothing now because all the games are spread out during the week. The red zone's just the regular game.
No, that means more red zone, which means we have to get more Scott Hansen's. There's probably a lab where they're growing another one of them right now.
There'll only be one game going on.
But I could sit by the fire pit, though, or I could be out with my kids coaching them up or taking them for a ride or playing golf, and I can whip my phone out, and I could sort of watch. I don't know. There wasn't anything
phone.
Sexual about that. Phone.
You made a
P-H-O-N-E.
Gesture. Well, I'm going to whip it out.
I keep it in. Excuse me while I whip this out. It's just red zone.
Yeah, but the NFL doesn't get any viewership from that. If you just check your phone to see what your tight end's doing in his Saturday afternoon game against so-and-so.
On the whole, though, there's still an aggregate value for the NFL to have me engage watching the red zone, playing fantasy, gambling on it, talking to my friends.
But are you still watching more or less games? If they've now spread their product out to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
You should be concerned with the diluted product, as in like a watered-down inferior product, not the fact that they're going to try to own more of your TV landscape.
Tom Curran guaranteed we're going to have an inferior product until November.
I can guarantee you that.
Here's what the schedule
Elon
is. Tentatively speaking.
Okay.
The Stanley Cup final has to be done by October 4th. That's the date that they placed on it. I think the final starts on like September 22nd. Yep. Has to be done by October 4th.
Bruins will be home well before that.
Thank you. The plan, tentative, you know, things change in this world, is that they're going to start the new regular season December 1st. But you'll have no NHL hockey basically for a two-month span from October 4th to December 1st. Mm-hmm. The NBA finals schedule, I assume, is delayed by what I just told you by about a week. So basically, you've got most of October and all of November that the NFL could take advantage of. I found it interesting, by the way, that according to Jeff Passan and others, Major League Baseball has now started to have talks about putting the playoffs in a bubble. They're looking at what's happening with the NBA and the NHL. They're looking at these nitwit baseball players that they've got who just got to go out and get their drink on, apparently. And they're now talking about moving the playoffs and World Series and all of that stuff into, well, not one bubble, but three bubbles in some attempt to save it. But month of November is going to be wide open for the NFL.
Yes, and by that time, you may have an improved quality of play because they're finally in, quote, mid-season form mid-season.
With the Jets 6-1 leading the AFC East.
It could be. You never know. Or Jarrett Stidham, you know, slinging it all over the field for the Patriots. Who knows?
Or the league already in its second shutdown.
Yeah. I'm not sure there'll be a second shutdown.
There could be
no shutdowns. You could there'll get be to. One, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
if it shuts down a second time, it's done.
Yeah.
And the over-under on shutdowns for the NFL is 0.5 this season, and I'm taking the over.
I would probably take the over, and that's why I like the baseball discussion of moving the postseason into bubbles, because, okay, it's fine and dandy. The Marlins were shutting you down for a week. The Cardinals were shutting you down for a week.
The Cardinals have played 5 games. The Atlanta Braves have played 18 right now.
It's so funny.
How's this going to work out?
Right, but you can't do that in the postseason. You can't shut down postseason play, right? Oh, well, you know, you're just going to shut down the Yankees. Well, what?
We're also learning that so many of the stats and the rituals and things that people held so sacred previously in sports, like, oh, we can't do this differently in baseball. What about 162 games? What about Cooperstown? It's not as important as just actually getting the games together, the welfare of our children.
Money.
Or like the construct of society. Money talks and everything else
Which
walks.
Is why this is the opportunity to go to 7 innings in baseball. Is that, was that not on the sheet? We're not doing that this segment?
Are we allowed? Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because after a 4-hour and how many minutes? Last night,
4 hours and 29, I think it was.
Seems like the perfect opportunity. We're broken the mold.
First of all, and I've criticized the Red Sox for this already, 7:30 starts were not a good plan to begin with.
Nope.
But then you put a 7:30 start and a 4-hour and 29-minute marathon with openers and pitching changes, and it's like, there really is such a thing as too much of a good thing.
Which is why, if we're breaking the mold, and 162 is out the window, and we're doing everything differently, we're putting a runner on second base, we got DHs, we got this, we got...
And third base is on fire, so run through it as quick as you can.
So, isn't this a great opportunity to, shave 2 innings off? Let's go 7 innings. Mm-hmm. So now, I am maximizing the value of my star pitchers, because if I have a starter and a closer, that might be my 7 innings. If I can get 6+1, right, Dale? Simple math?
Yeah.
6+1, give me a quality start and give me a closer. I've eliminated, we're going to bring in the lefty out of the pen. No one wants to see the lefty. He's one of the 6 guys no one's ever heard of down there. No one wants to see him pitch. No one wants anything to do with that guy. If he's good enough, guess what he'll be in a year? A closer. And then I'll watch him pitch the 7th because there's 100 miles an hour, right? So this is the opportunity to go to the amateur baseball, high school, pony league style, 6-7 innings. Let's speed up the game. Every at-bat is now more valuable, right? Mm-hmm. Every at-bat. You can't, I'll get him the third time through the lineup or whatever. Or we're going to, let's try to wear out his arms so we can get him out of the game. No, we're going 7 innings. This is a sprint of a game, just like a sprint of a season. Now is the time. Break the mold. Go new. Go bold. 7 innings.
You talk about a grinder. Wow.
He wouldn't like it.
Baseball
old school wouldn't like it.
And I guess I'll begrudgingly give baseball credit. They have changed their game more than any other. In fact, the other sports haven't changed their games at all. They're in bubbles. I understand that. But the NBA game hasn't changed. The NHL game hasn't changed. Stanley Cup playoffs start tonight. Overtime is 20-minute overtime until you get a winner. All that. Nothing has changed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Baseball's the one sport that said, you know what? Let's do 7-inning doubleheaders. Let's put a runner on second base. I mean, at least they're trying stuff.
And since that door has been cracked open, let's kick it open. How long have we been having this discussion? This very same discussion of what can baseball do? How can they speed it up? Five years?
A good 5 years, yeah.
Like, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. You now have an opportunity.
Yeah.
All these products and you find out NASA created it because this was supposed to cool down the space shuttle on reentry and now it's Pam spray. And you're like, oh, son of a bitch, it works well to keep eggs from sticking.
Yeah.
Like, this is your opportunity to take NASA, turn this into a positive and go shorter baseball. Dale, I also have a question for you on the, you brought up the idea that November would be wide open for the National Football League, claim that month because then.
Well, that's the one month where, I think literally if college football's gone. And I think it may well be. I think the NBA and the NHL will be done. I think Major League Baseball will be done. That month's going to be wide open.
I agree with that. And my question is, are the other two going to come back? And I say that because you're going to have guys coming off a long stint in bubbles, whether it's the NHL dual bubbles or the Orlando bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying bubble funny.
I was going to say, you're saying a lot. You're saying bubble a lot, too. It's a weird word.
Bubble. Are they going to get back in a... Is LeBron James going to say, I just won my title and I'm going to get back in a bubble? This time the bubble might last 5 months?
I think the plan for the next season, and I say that because the one that in the NHL is supposed to start December 1st, is they're going back to their cities although in many cases, I don't think there will be fans in the stands to start.
Okay, because I can't envision asking players to go to a second bubble. No, they're not going to a bubble. No. Oh, and by the way, the bubble?
That was a playoff
bubble.
It's
right between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So if you have families, just say peace out. No
turkey,
no presents.
They'll restart the season on Christmas, and what they'll do is they'll probably... correct me if I'm wrong, Dale, but they'll probably try to like geographically align the schedule the way baseball has, so you play it more. It'll be a more regionalized schedule, I think, for the NBA.
Baseball's had no problems.
They might.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if they did that. And
yeah.
And the idea that baseball is now looking at moving their playoffs into a bubble is an acknowledgement that if they don't, they're not going to get a World Series champion.
Nope,
they're not.
And is it really a World Series champion, or
is it
a?
Oh, don't be that guy.
I don't have a problem.
Okay.
It's Bruce Cassidy said to us. Bruce was on with Rich and I a few weeks ago, and we asked him, you know, will there be an asterisk beside the Stanley Cup champion's name? And he said, listen, at the end of this whole thing, you get a ring on your finger and you get your name on the Stanley Cup. You are a Stanley Cup champion. Period. I might make an argument. It might be more special, not less, because under the circumstances with which you've had to operate, it's a championship unlike any other in the history of the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think for hockey and basketball, because, you know, they had sort of played their season, and now they're going to have essentially a traditional postseason,
right.
Save for the Bruins' complaints about not being the one seed and all that. Whereas baseball, you're like, wait a minute, like... We're playing 60 games. Actually, that team's only going to play 42 because they were shut down twice.
Yeah.
I think baseball faces the greatest challenge of being taken seriously. I mean, there's going to be an MVP. There's going to be a Cy Young, right? Like, there's going to be guys that, well, you got
the
hot.
The Marlins are going to come in winning.
You got hot for 3 weeks
and
you won
49
an MVP.
Games, but that's all it's going to take.
Right. So, like,
that's what I'm saying. Is that going to be taken as seriously as, like, the.
I think so, just think simply so? Because we're all stupid and we forget very quickly. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, they, you know, the Marlins got hot and won the World Series that year. It was a great story. You're not going to really care that, well, they really only played 52 games and they were shut down twice. And, you know, the other teams got shut down. And I think history just, it's what Bruce Cassidy, if you have a ring and they hand you a trophy, you're the champion. You went through it.
Yes.
I mean, Joe Gibbs has. Everybody praises him for having three Super Bowl titles with three different quarterbacks.
Yep.
I believe he has two of them for strike-shortened seasons. No one diminishes him, do they?
Nope. You don't even think about it.
Right? I mean, nope. Mark, what was the kicker won the damn MVP in, like, 82?
It wasn't even that good.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, so people
strange.
Forget that. You just kind of go along with history. Oh, Super Bowl champ. You're looking in the book, and you move on because somebody played in the Super Bowl, somebody won the Super Bowl, and that's all you really care about.
Do you think that... And I don't even know what it would be. I asked this question not knowing the answer. I'd be a terrible lawyer.
Yeah.
We talked about baseball being willing to at least look at the possibility of making changes to its game. Would the NFL make any changes? And if they would, what would they be? They might do away with kickoffs. I mean, they're angling towards that
been,
anyway.
Yeah, that's been on the horizon for years now.
That's a safety issue and that whole thing. But I can't
see them shortening the games.
No, I mean,
I can't see that. What about the game doesn't work right now?
Right. That would be my question if I'm them. The reason I'm not making money right now is a pandemic. It's got nothing to do with me. This you know, people have grown tired of my game. Now, we'll see if they sort of oversaturate the market. But even that could be temporary. You get a test. If it doesn't work, okay, we're going to pull back a little bit and go back to our traditional Sunday, Monday, whatever game. So
we oversaturated the market. We'll pull back. So
they can learn from their mistakes. But their game is, I think their game and their star power is as strong as it's ever been. If anything, I mean, look at the young guns and the young faces that they're now building.
And the faces in new places.
Yes.
Too.
Yes. They've
Newton
got new
here,
marketable
Brady
stars.
There.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about it earlier that, you know, sports are better when you have great players in New York or L.A.
Yeah.
Well, football is going to go from the Indy Foxborough era to the Kansas City Baltimore era of superstars, right? Like, it's fine. Is the NFL hurting? Do they need to, you know, make it so that so-and-so's with the Jets? Oh, we got to get Patrick Mahomes to New York. We got to pull some. No, they're fine.
And it's actually kind of great for the NFC because while you can say, like, well, the NFC's got Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers and, you know, Mr. Unlimited out there in Seattle, none of them are as sexy as Tom Brady coming to Tampa. Oh, that's easily.
He's back.
Yeah, that's easily.
The honk is back.
Where is there more interest? Are you more interested in Drew Brees and the national anthem nonsense and trying to make their way after two postseason failures, or are you more interested in seeing Tom Brady try to lead another team to a Super Bowl?
The new is always,
of course,
the new is always more interesting.
Fitzy, can I ask you a cultural question before
anytime,
we go to the break?
Uncle Dale.
All right, so here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
There is Twitter is a buzz. It is trending nationally. Uh-oh. That Friday, August 14th.
Yep.
Nickelback's dropping a new album.
Oh, can't wait.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes.
Why do I care?
Chad Kroeger, man.
So apparently, all they did was they put a cryptic post out. Well, you see, because you don't understand. That's why I didn't ask you, because you don't know what you're talking about. Right. Fitzy does. Nickelback, let's just say they're popular amongst a certain segment of the population, and the other segment of the population hates the ground they walk on.
Ding, mm-hmm. ding, 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 ding.
No. In your case, Andy, you don't know what they do. I'm talking about people who know them and hate them.
What's their best song? Did they do the Super Bowl recently?
Photograph. This is how you remind me. Have you not listened to Karaoke Tuesday?
They're a wildly popular band that everyone hates on because while people think it's cheese rock, yeah, yes, they have easy hooks and it's kind of, you know, it's broad spectrum rock for the masses. But guess what? It's super popular. They're a hell of a lot better than Creed, which was another band that rose to
fame
around
the
same time. With arms wide open. Guess what?
I like that song.
You can hate. Of course you do. Because you're basic, you son of a gun. But also, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with admitting to that. There's a million basic pleasures we all have.
Yeah, I'm basic,
bitch. How about this? You know why people hate on Chad Kroeger? Because he used to date Charlize Theron. So therefore, if you hate on them, then you're hating on what you would probably want most in this world.
Nickelback was my first concert, by the way.
As somebody on Twitter put it, they linked to the Nickelback tweet Friday 8/14, and somebody wrote 2020, leaving nothing in the chamber. I mean, we are bringing all the big guns out.
Oh, of course we were. And does it surprise anyone that this past weekend at Sturgis, the big act that brought everyone together?
Smash Mouth.
Oh, you're an all-star?
Yeah. Get your game on.
Go play.
No, don't get shy. I'm going.
Listen,
here.
All the glitter.
That was
gold.
Andy.
Didn't they play? You know, the 99 only home
shooting
run
stars
derby.
Break the mold.
I'm pretty sure they were at Fenway playing in the bullpen.
Yeah,
on
because,
a stage.
Yeah.
Hey, now you're an all star. Get it? Right. All star weekend. It was. A big
yeah, that's
weekend.
How long they've been around for because that song was in the first Shrek movie, which came out that long ago.
2001.
Yeah, donkey.
It's not nice. He called me a bitch and a donkey in the same segment.
No, we just said you were musically illiterate. That's all.
Fair.
I didn't say we were going way out.
Old Freddie Firepit here who just has a brick of Miller Lights and Days of Old on his mind.
No, I like my country music. Country? Beer? I believe the playlist I have on Spotify is called like Beer Songs. Or
I bet he loves the new Darius Rucker song.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'm not a big Darius Rucker guy. I don't like him.
I don't want to be with you.
No, I don't like that. Oh, no. That's Hootie and the Blowfish, right?
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Same Hootie's way better.
Aren't you the guy who explained to me that Fitzy and Nick Stevens not the same person?
Who are you talking to?
You! The person sitting right in front
of
me.
Are you telling me Darius Rucker is so different from his Hootie alter ego?
Yeah. Hootie crashed and burned when I saw him at the TPC Sawgrass Super Bowl party.
How
and
dare
it was
you.
Sad. No one was listening as he
I'm
played.
I'm not here for any of the
and
Hootie
And then soon
flight.
He was Darius and he was riding high again, baby.
617-779-7937. We have a colloquialism quiz. Again, I just wanted to see if I could say it twice in one show, and I think I've pulled it off. It's coming up in just a couple of minutes. It's Dale and Keith with Hart and Fitzy, or Nick. It's up to you. It depends on which segment we're
I think
in.
We got Nick today. Would have liked Fitzy for this show.
And it's time to trend.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
So I said to Scheim, come back with a Nickelback song. Not the one you like the most. Play the most popular, most famous Nickelback song of all time. Mm-hmm. Is this it?
It's one of them.
It's the most viewed one on YouTube, that's for sure.
Wait, this is over Photograph?
Yes. This beats it by almost like 20 million views.
You're kidding.
Nope.
How many views is that?
202 million.
That's 202 million, not enough. Needs to be 405 million. How about their song from the Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire? Hero? Come on, Scheim. You got to do that on one of your karaoke.
Hero?
Days.
I almost did it a couple weeks ago when we were debating how bad the Red Sox bullpen was, and I figured they needed a hero.
Say a hero and save us.
Spider-Man 2 soundtrack. Oh,
first one.
Oh, the first one. Yeah. Sorry.
Just want to cite the text line where I agree with them where it says Nickelback
STFU.
Sucks.
It's such an easy take.
It is 50-50. Half the people love them, like Scheim. Half the people hate the ground they walk on.
And if you're not pissing someone off, Dale, then you're not doing it the right way.
Is that what they say in the music industry? I don't think that's how the music industry works.
No, that's I got that from Suge Knight.
Always worked for Andy anyway. All right, now normally we workshop these things. You know, we try them out on the smaller, you know, routes around the loop here. But no, we're bringing this right to the big time today. for the first time ever, it is time for our colloquialism quiz.
It's time now for the Dale and Keith colloquialism quiz.
So I said to Shime, so we've got an open for this? He said, oh, yeah. Oh, we got an open.
And that was it?
That was it?
That's called a BMO, a big market opening right there, Dale. We're not market 10 for nothing.
I gotcha.
All right, so Dale, a lot of times people on this program, they say, I'm a tryhard in terms of trying to keep relevant, down with what the kids say. Andy says it seems a little ridiculous that I'll say weapons with a Z or that it's Andy Hart, it's Grumpy Dad season, SZN. We're all a little bit out of touch, maybe too out of touch for our own good. So we thought the best way to prove that you, back there in the Doomsdale bunker, are not out of touch at all, we would give you a colloquialism quiz. I've got, thanks to the Shymometer, I've got, I believe, 11 terms that are very contemporary that the kids like to use on
Twitch. Don't have time to contact my kids to get the right answer.
No flashcards, no Google machine, no text line. That would not be a W, Dale. That would not be a dub.
And both are working anyway, so they can't help me.
That would not be a win. Okay. Well, they have jobs. That's good.
A dub.
All right. That's very good. Good job, Dale. All right. This is going to go well. First one. Hey, Dale, what is no cap?
That's the NFL for the last 4 years.
Andy, that is the most Andy Hart thing you could have ever said.
No, I was going to say it's the Andy Hart visor.
Oh,
Dale.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I don't believe that correct, Shime.
The correct answer is when you try to say something that you mean seriously or you're not joking around. Like, Andy, your visor stinks. No cap.
Okay. Nothing funny about that.
I never would have gotten that
he
one.
He sucks.
0-1.
You're not going to get any of these, Dale. But you should probably just resign
most
yourself.
Most importantly, I think he has.
Dale, you got no chance. No cap.
Yeah.
Well done, Andrew.
Look at that. You learn fast.
Okay.
Two for two. I'm going
Hey,
now.
Dale, number two, can you tell me what's a glizzy?
And
I can't believe I just asked that.
You don't need Urban Dictionary. It's not
Once again,
a,
Dale,
sexual
what
position
is a glizzy?
Can I assume it is probably not a lizard that's been bespectacled? Something like that.
No, we were not looking for a vajazzled lizard.
It's none of those.
It's also not a glazed donut.
It's not. Shime?
A glizzy is, in fact...
Wait a minute, I'll tell you.
All right, what is a glizzy?
Is it a canned sausage product of some kind?
You are remarkably closer than I thought you would be.
So you cheated. So
I didn't.
Texted you
what?
Or something.
No, I got one kid working in California, one who's out on a field in Norfolk right now.
It
so
happens
no
to be a Midwestern term for a hot dog.
Oh.
Popularized recently by...
I thought it was a Vienna sausage, but it's the same thing.
Save that.
I was going to say, can you please save the drop? Yeah. I thought it was a Vienna sausage. Going to have that on a t-shirt by the weekend.
Yep.
All right, Dale, when I describe something as turnt, what do I mean?
I think it means what's the... No, I'm struggling for how I say it.
We can tell.
Use it in a sentence, please.
Andy Hart was turned up during heartburn today.
Give it to him.
Enough. Wow. Good
I thought
job,
it was
Dale
more like this yogurt seems to have turned since it's been in the fridge for a
no
month.
At any point, you can leave.
Quickly.
Is that true? Because I can.
The kids use turnt more for relative to parties. Like this party, turnt.
Turnt.
Yes.
Turnt. I'm going to use that. I got a baseball game tonight. I am going to
make
some kids uncomfortable.
Could also be, Dale, we would have also accepted, isn't turnt a synonym for lit?
Okay. All right. And when Andy's coaching third base tonight and the kid's coming around from second, turnt third. Let's
tight
go.
Turnts. Get home. Tight turnts.
God. You score a run. Turnt up.
I love how you pretend, Fitzy, you're so cool. You're not.
I understand
not
this
half as cool as you think you are, Fitz.
All right. Dale, when someone has a lot of drip, what do they got?
Oh, yeah, that's...
the opposite of Andy.
Yeah, or the opposite
the
of me.
The name of this quiz should be called The Opposite of Andy.
Yeah, or the opposite of me. It's like, you've got a lot of style, yes. a lot of you're showing off sort
Whoa!
Of thing.
Oh, so at the Basketball Hall of Fame, three people in a photo were had plenty of drip, and then there was Dale.
And one was me.
Well done, Dale. Very good. We would have also accepted a lot of swag, would we have not, Chime?
That is absolutely true. Swag at a million.
Now, Dale, what's a stan?
You know, it's funny you should say that because I actually wondered that, and somebody was talking about this over the weekend, and I think it has something to do with fan, but I don't know the exact answer to this one, but I've seen it used a lot about people.
It's so you're
something
close
fan,
to
right?
Yeah. So like, if you're a diehard fan, like you will always support this person. As John and I have dubbed ourselves, we are Kyle Shanna stans. Uh-huh. So we will always support Kyle Shanahan.
And I'm a Tom Brady super stan.
Exactly.
So what does it mean?
A diehard super fan that you will never quit on.
But I mean, is that from?
It's from an Eminem song.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my biggest fan, Stan. I remember that song.
There you go.
Sign your biggest fans. The crazy one.
Welcome to the previous decade, Andy.
Oh, I liked Eminem a lot. Shut up.
Dale.
Yes, sir.
If something slaps.
What?
If something slaps, what are we talking about?
I assume we're talking about like if you really like a song and it's really got you moving and it's got you, you know.
Oh!
Bobbing your head and moving around,
Dale,
and stuff.
I need to let
you
in on
getting
the
crushed.
Stunned faces that you are putting on Fitzy and Shine here in the studio. You are stunning them.
I'm
with
so
your
proud of you, Dale.
Hipness,
can I point out to
drip.
You guys that I've got two daughters, one in her early 20s, one in her later 20s, and they did live with me for, you know, a fair chunk of their lives.
Yeah, but some of this is
much more recent than
this
that.
This is like last 4 months, some of this stuff. Five months.
I didn't know Stan. I knew it meant something fan, but I didn't know what.
Dale, don't sleep on Dale. Sneaky Dale.
Sneaky hip.
Sneaky Dales. That's what I'm going to call it.
He's learned well from me.
Old Sneaky
Dale. Yeah, I just take all my cues from Shime.
If you read Shime's Twitter feed, if you go on his Twitch, I bet that's where you picked all this up, Dale.
All right, two more, Dale, real quick.
Okay, sure.
Dale, if you're thirsty, what's going on?
Oh, this is going to get me in trouble, isn't it?
You need a Vienna saucer.
Yeah.
Are you sure? He's got the hungs for some glizzy.
I'm going to stay away from it because I know I'm going to get myself in some sort of trouble here, because I don't know exactly, and what I think it is probably going to live forever on these airwaves. So
no answer.
No.
Okay.
So normally it means you are hungry for sexual intercourse.
Like I said, I was fairly certain it was going to live forever.
Vienna sausage joke, not all that
appropriate. So I actually did know, but I didn't want to give you guys the pleasure of actually saying it.
Dale, we could say, honestly, in your case, like, Dale's thirsty for some pucks deep tonight. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow.
I owned it, Dale. It's fine.
Can you drop that chime? I mean, I'm not sure we can.
The way it's used the most, especially on Instagram, is when someone is scantily clad, they consider it a thirst trap because they want you to look at them and be like, wow, that person's attractive.
Okay. It works.
Right. Okay.
And finally, Dale, you've done
Andy Hart's Instagram model from earlier today.
Oh, yes. Man. She is a thirsty trap. And finally, Dale, when something is on fleek.
Affleck?
No, Andy, I swear to God, you could not color in the picture of Andy Hart more vividly than everyone thought pre-existed.
I mean, I think it means it's just right. It's perfect. Everything is exactly how you wanted it to turn out.
We'll give it to you. That's close.
Wow.
That's what
it
means.
On fleek is just like perfectly styled, like your outfit right now is on fleek, man. Or your eyebrows, on fleek, dog.
Like when you come in,
I'm wearing
with the
hair shorts and a Maine Mariners t-shirt. I don't think my outfit is on fleek.
No, Dale, when we see you up there on the Bruins telecast, like it's intermission, they're doing well. You got the nice coat, the tight tie. You got the happy face and the freshly cut hair. Like for the Bruins telecast, your presentation is on fleek.
Your drip is on fleek.
Well done, Shine.
I don't fit in this segment. I fit in this segment.
What's ironic is that you fit worse than me.
Yeah, that's sad. I got to go home and reevaluate some things.
Oh, you are nothing more than a salty pog. And there you go. There's your first ever Dale and Keefe minus Keefe with Andy and Fitz colloquialism quiz.
We've got What Else You Got coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Fitzy.
Ah, Dale, well, listen, right, I want to read this to you right here real quick. It's a little twofer. One, there's an explanation right now on Twitter. They've actually had to answer all the people that are freaking out about the cryptic post. It says, the popular, if divisive, Canadian rock band teased fans with a cryptic post suggesting something new is coming on August 14th, period. Fans are excited, comma, while the haters fear the worst. I think that pretty much explains everything about Nickelback in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That you have people super excited about it, and yet at the same time, you have haters freaking out. And I think that's exactly what makes somebody like me, who can take or leave Nickelback music, excited for it, because I love knowing how angry the people that hate Nickelback for no good reason are going to get this Friday. Now, as to what my little what else I got thing going on is, I ask you this, Dale. Were you ever a fan of the Tron films? Did you ever see the original with Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, I did. A little weird, but yeah, it was fine.
A little weird. It's fun sci-fi, though, right?
Yep.
Andy, did you know that there's actually going to be...
I can answer the question before you ask.
Of course not.
Jeez, my God. You honestly... You
yeah. Just go. I'll pretend.
You make Dale look like Dre. This is unbelievable.
I'm good for you, Dale. I'm good for you.
Yeah.
I'm here. I make you seem cool.
You really do. Dale needs you worse than I can even imagine.
You seem like I have drips.
Dale! It's a new Dale! Shine is applauding you right now. There's going to be a Tron 3, since I love to fill in the rich...
Because there were so many unanswered questions in Tron 2.
Well, Tron Legacy was a great movie. And Tron 3 will be coming out. And Jared Leto is actually going to be the star taking over. And it's the title was accidentally revealed on his Twitter feed yesterday. Would you like to take a guess what the title will be, Andy?
No.
Dale?
Tron Trope.
Chime.
Tron Infinite.
Close. Very good.
Tron Our Best.
Oh, my God. Oh, get out. Get out. Don't come back.
Tron Toe.
That's where they're playing the game tonight.
That made Dale very
Bruins
happy.
And Hurricanes playing tonight in Tron Toe.
No. Tron Ares. Tron Ares will be making its way in the summer of 22 to theaters. It is expected to be one of the most visually progressive films of all time, if we're actually allowed to go to the movies again.
Ever again.
So for fans of the Tron series and this awesome Daft Punk soundtrack from Tron Legacy, Tron Ares, starring Jared Leto, summer of 2022. Put it on the calendar, Dale.
What else you got?
All right, Andy.
So, Dale, we touched on it a few times during the show. College football seems to be... hanging in the breeze, dangling here, the major conferences, Power Fives, voting, making decisions about this season. We have Scott Frost, who's maybe my new favorite coach, who basically said, we're playing somewhere, somehow, some way against somebody. We'll figure it out later.
There may not be somebody's, but go ahead.
He could probably find. I'm actually intrigued by the idea that maybe just like six or eight schools decide, screw it, we're playing. Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Nebraska. Could be intriguing.
I hate to break the news to you and to Scott Frost, but... Michael McCann, the superb sports law expert, wrote about this today. People who think they can just leave their conferences and go play other teams are going to find that's harder to do legally than they thought.
Just call them exhibitions, Dale. We can get through this with a little creative language.
Uh-huh.
But somebody who's always creative with his language is Stephen A. Smith, and he feels very strongly about this topic.
The college football season should be canceled. It should be canceled today. And I don't take any pleasure in saying that. And at the end of the day, I'm a staunch supporter of moving forward, recognizing the seriousness of a situation, but understanding the economic impact. And religiously, I've been of the position that you move full steam ahead. You just exhaust safety protocols. That all goes out the window with college football, because college football is inept. It's incompetent. It's devoid of leadership, damn near morals, as far as I'm concerned. And they're getting exactly what they deserve.
I don't care for it. I want them to play. If the students of Notre Dame can go to class, then let them play football. Let them take their activities as they would normally come in the fall.
He is not wrong.
What else you got?
Okay, there we go. Thought we weren't going to have that part.
But he died.
I give credit where credit is due, and all the sports are doing the best they can under the circumstances. No fans, and try to do things differently. My colleagues at NESN have been given the opportunity to mic up players which was something you saw in spring training but didn't see during the regular season. And a couple of days ago, it was catcher Christian Vasquez who was wearing the microphone. Singing both anthems here.
It's pretty impressive.
I didn't know he was a bass.
Well done.
Better than I could do on either of them.
That was a good deal. It's hard to argue, though, that Justin Thomas was the hot mic of the week, if maybe not the best hot mic of the year.
Oh, no.
Though, right?
We played him yesterday. Oh, yeah.
I'll never tire of that.
And let's be honest, who amongst us hasn't said that exact same thing after a golf shot during our own opportunities to play?
I said
right?
it when I walked into the studio and I saw Andy was here earlier.
Said the exact same thing. Fellas, it was great to have you in here today.
Thank you, Dale.
I'm not sure what the rest of the week will hold, but I think I'm going to talk to one or both of you at other times during the week as well.
I'm here all the week, Dale. All
nice.
The week.
All You'll the be, week. Oh, you're because you've been such
to make
a,
you sound good and hip and cool and everything.
Because you've been such a bucket of yucks today, we just got to bring you back for another one. OMF is coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.